1. Welcome back to Trending 55. It's Kenny Trenton. I'm joined right now by Alberta Justice Minister and Solicitor General Doug Schweitzer. And Doug, I guess we talked to you again last week, so once again, thank you for taking the time.
Oh, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so I guess the first question is that you obviously made a lot of big announcement last week, and I know even chatting with you last time, you had some things that you wanted to but weren't quite ready to announce yet, and already the Rural Crime Initiative is underway, and right off the bat we see that expanding the authorities and roles of around 400 peace officers from different enforcement branches. Talk about that, because I think the response time is a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah, we have certain communities across rural Alberta where if you call the police, the fastest time that they can get there is an hour in certain circumstances. And by enhancing the authority of our peace officers, our sheriffs, our fish and wildlife, who are highly trained, many of them have firearms training already, so by enhancing their powers, we can cut down the response time for 911 calls, crisis situations. We can provide additional backup cars for police when needed. And additionally, they can also take some of the kind of the lower level criminal matters off of their plate to make sure our police officers are focused on the more crisis situations, the higher level criminal code matters.
Okay, and in saying that though, I mean, you mentioned in the release that training and related planning is underway to have some of these officers ready by fall of next year. In saying that, though, is a little bit of concern that maybe some of these officers may be going out of their, area of comfort a little bit?
Well, the biggest thing we want to do is make sure that they have the right level of training to do the right job. So that's why the training and lead up to enhancing their powers is required. We don't want to put our peace officers in a situation that they're not trained for. That would not be, responsible on our part. We need them to help keep us safe. They're eager to take on the task, is the feedback that I've received. I ran into a sheriff yesterday in the courthouse, and he gave me a high five. He was excited about the opportunity. So really, it's making sure that they have the right tactical training to deal with what we're asking them to do.
All right, great. And now moving on to strengthening property rights. I know in a lot of cases, and we even have seen this happen in other provinces, other areas, where somebody is defending their property, the trespasser gets hurt, and then the rural property owner, or the property owner in any case, gets sued, which may not be the most fair thing in the world. And seeing that, I understand that in your role as minister, you are putting forward some changes to that act.
Yeah, going forward, the law-abiding Albertans cannot be sued by people that are committing a criminal act on their property. That's the thrust of what we're doing. This is not justice. We heard about this at every town hall from Albertans that felt that criminals had more rights than they do as property owners, and it's just not right. So we're making sure we turn the tide on this, respect property rights, and make sure criminals can't sue law-abiding Albertans.
Okay. And also I saw another note here that corporations that help or direct trespassers could face some major fines. Now, this is me not knowing much about this. Is it a common thing that corporations would actually direct regular people to do this?
Well, the definition of corporations in that act is pretty broad. So this includes like environmental groups. Like the one situation that we saw was down in Jumbo Valley. It was that we had a coordinated effort where 60 people broke onto a farmer's property to the turkey farm and held the place hostage for an entire day. So in that situation there, you have a coordinated effort. So what this does is it sends a signal to people, if you want to trespass, if you want to illegal legal activity as a group, we're going to hold you accountable. We're going to hold you accountable personally with enhanced fines. We're also going to go after the organization behind it.
Wow, I didn't even know organizations would be behind that. Definitely good learning here with the Justice Minister and Solicitor General Doug Schweitzer. And I remember last week when we were talking, you had talked about that you personally in a lot of the town halls that you had. I remember you had mentioned that you were a city guy from Calgary and that you had no idea how much scrap metals and things like that get stolen. So obviously, based on what I'm seeing here, you definitely have heard the concerns and talk a little bit about the initiative to crack down on metal theft.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard loud and clear that, copper wire is being stolen in disproportionate amounts. We heard that from people on the ground, and then we went and verified it as well with the telecom industry, with the utility companies, with oil and gas companies, and theft is rampant. It's costing businesses millions of dollars. So we heard that loud and clear. But what's happening with that? Because why is copper wire being stolen? Well, because it's being easy to monetize and turn into cash. And that cash then goes to organized crime, to fuel drug addictions across this province. So this strategy going after, the monetization of copper wire is our strategy to help cut off the cash supply to organized crime.
I'm also looking here as that, and I remember this is one of the things that we had touched on about maybe creating a registry or something like that, but now I see that some of the regulations that you're hoping to put in place by next year could include putting it on recyclers or anybody that accepts these kind of metals to keep track of who their clientele are.
Yeah, put the accountability out there. That police thing can use that for follow-up items. It holds the scrap metal dealers accountable as well for who they're doing business with. We're going to be sending the scrap metal dealers across Alberta a reminder as to this, you know, this new law that's coming forward, but also a reminder that it's illegal to trade in stolen property. That's not allowed. It's a criminal act. So we're going to make sure we remind people that this is not allowed. There's lots of good players out there, but we have to make sure we send a clear signal that, you know, you should not be buying stolen property.
All right, and finally, the last part, I'm seeing a new voice for victims on, because I think one of the things that I know about living in a rural place versus a bigger place is that when a big crime is committed in a rural community, it doesn't just hit that person, it kind of hits everybody.
Yeah, and the idea here is to have community impact statements. We need to change our precedent. Our laws right now are designed for downtown Toronto. They're not designed for rural communities, and we need to make sure our judiciary has the full evidence. The mental health impacts, the anxiety people are living with, the constant state of fear, the fact that the police officers are an hour away in some circumstances. The courts need to see that to make sure we get better judgment, to make sure we get different precedents, to help make sure people respect the rule of law.
All right, and I guess a final question, maybe more on a personal level. I know that talking to you is that the background that you've had is mainly business and corporate law. How much of a learning experience has been for you seeing different areas of the legal realm in your role as justice minister?
Well, the biggest thing is actually coming from a city like Calgary to come out to talk to rural Alberta. I kind of academically understood that rural crime was an issue. My colleagues would tell me about their stories. But it's actually going out and seeing people face-to-face in the town hall that really drove home to me the anxiety levels where mothers are fearing for their children. You know, people are scared to leave their spouses behind, the properties. We hear them. I understand it now. And we're going to be your voice in this government. We're not done listening. If there's more steps that need to be taken, bring them forward. We'll explore them because the ideas we announced yesterday came right from the